Hey folks, are you ready?
Wait, my coffee.
What about my porridge?
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Breakfast with RGI. It's Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024. My name is Jamar Morgrey, and I've got with me in studio Mrs. Binyat Akchandrabisesar and the lovely Abiki Lewis. What's up?
Folks,
it's That's great. A Bugs Bunny reference, isn't it?
Yes.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Good morning, everybody.
How are you guys doing?
Yep, trying to
take one.
We're here another day.
It's almost the end of the
one. Ready for this really, really, really long weekend.
Ready for this really, really good Friday. Yeah, it is the day before Good Friday, Thursday. Many persons are making their preparations for the Easter holidays and the weekends. Maybe you're buying your kites, you're baking your goodies.
Yes.
But don't forget the reason for the season. We're celebrating the resurrection of Christ. But that's going to be tomorrow. On this day today, we're celebrating the birth anniversary of Reba McEntire, country music legend and actress. I remember growing up, I would look at her show called Reba. It was her self-titled show.
I think I have an idea what you're saying, but I really can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, it was funny to me when I was younger. I got to watch it back and see how funny it really was. Speaking of funny people, Vince Vaughn, you don't get much funnier than him. He plays kind of the same role in every movie, but it's still funny. And also Kate Gosselin celebrating her birth anniversary. She is the star of the show John and Kate Plus 8 because she had 8
Kids.
Children.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, also Lady Gaga celebrating today as well. It's a fascinating story how her career got started. Not going to get too much into it. And finally, Julia Stiles, the actress. Quote of the day is coming from Margaret Thatcher. Pennies do not come from heaven. They have to be earned here on earth. Pennies do not come from heaven. They have to be earned here on earth.
I agree. You know, as you guys know, or might not know, I'm a firm believer in Christ. I have my beliefs in, you know, the mighty spirit, whatever, right? But at the same time, if I want something, I can't pray, oh, I'm going to get this thing and I don't put in the work for it. We can't be relying heavily on God to do something for us when we ourselves are on earth, are not doing things to help ourselves. God help those who help themselves. So with that narrative in mind, if you want something, if you know you want to earn money, get up and get a job. And at the same time, you can pray for, you know, great income and all of that. So just don't heavily depend on Christ.
Yeah, I think when you pray for something, it doesn't fall in your lap a lot of the time. What you get is the opportunity to earn it. And that's what you got to realize. Money don't grow on trees. Nothing falls out of the sky right there waiting for you. It does happen sometimes, but that's very rare. But you got to work for it.
Are you saying money don't grow on trees? Money would never grow unless you invest in something to make your money start multiplying, right?
Exactly.
And you got to sweat for that. It's not like if you're going to... I mean, yes, if you make the necessary arrangements, then you can just sit back and have the people doing the work for you. But that's not how it works in this life, right?
Yeah.
Because we got to work really hard for what we want.
Exactly.
You know, some people probably have everything they ever wanted and just laughing at us.
Right.
what's work? Laughs and rich.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's okay, you can share, right? You know what?
What?
I take him back. There are some people who just share. And share to people who could just, you know, sit back and receive.
Yeah, while we are saying that nothing comes easy, that's not the truth for everybody.
Yes.
But even if it's not money, there is going to become a point in life where you're going to have to work for something that you want. Something that you desire a lot. You're going to have to put in some amount of effort for it.
So it depends, right?
Exactly.
It does depend.
And we're not saying to not pray and not believe in God, because for some people that
How
is
important. How can you get that out of what we said?
It is important to have Christ or whichever God they serve in their lives. We're just saying not to shove all your burdens and like, oh, I want to get a job by next week. I want to build a fancy house. I want to get my car and my house lot by this time. But you also need to put in the hard work. Once God sees that you're doing something to help yourself, he said, wow, this is a strong soldier. You know,
I heard a quote once. I can't remember where I heard it from, but somebody said, when you ask God for patience, does he give you patience or does he give you an opportunity to exercise it? We're going to head to our first break. Our song of the day is coming up and we'll be right back.
Drink Pepsi Black for max taste. No sugar. Pepsi Black time, 6 hours 5.
RGI's Song of the Day.
What to do about these mosquitoes anymore? With all the dengue fever, malaria, the carrion.
Use Mozzipel insect repellent.
What?
Rub on Mozzipel insect repellent. It keeps insects away for 8 hours, so you don't have to worry about those deadly diseases or that confusion with mosquito nets and coils. Plus, Mozzipel insect repellent has aloe vera and vitamin E, so it softens and heals skin while protecting you.
Mozzipel insect repellent?
With aloe vera and vitamin E, the safe way to keep insects away.
From March 27 to 29, 2024, at Lot 2 Plantations via East Coast Demerara, Yokohama Trading is bringing you the biggest auction sales on several vehicles, with prices starting from as low as $1.6 million, which includes Nissan Notes, Sylphy Titas, Suzuki Swift, BMW X1, Ford EcoSport, and much more. This sales event is for a limited time only, so count the days and own your car from Yokohama Trading today. For inquiries, contact 222-0646 or 503-4183. Those numbers again, 222-0646 or 503-4183. Yokohama Trading is always your best choice.
An essential part of growing your brand involves gaining the trust of your customers. One of the best ways to do so as a manufacturer is to get your product certified by the GNBS Made in Guyana Standards Mark. The GNBS time is 6 hours 10.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we're back with you on the 895. We got some exciting news for those who like to be in the boxing arena.
I don't think this is exciting news for boxing fans. This is exciting
for
news.
For kickboxing?
No, for people who like drama and people who like to follow influencers.
Yes.
What are we talking about? Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Yes, former heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Tyson, is going to be fighting a YouTuber coming this July.
How you put it, sir?
That's
fighting
call,
a YouTuber.
This is what you call drama?
It's drama.
It's drama.
Jake Paul, he has been in the world of boxing for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
But the general consensus is that he isn't a serious contender because he usually fights people who are either other influencers.
Yes, he does.
Not exactly capable boxers or people who come from the world of MMA who are now trying to box, which is a completely different sport. So we spoke about this last Thursday on From the Pavilion right on TVG Channel 28.
Really?
Every Thursday at 15 hours. We spoke about it last week. Plug there. And it is going to be happening to much of everybody's surprise.
It's not a drama.
It is drama to me.
No, it's just going to be another piece for us to sit and enjoy.
It's going to be the 20th of July. That's when the match is going to be taking place. And the big part about it is it's a Netflix, well, not production, but Netflix are going to be streaming it live on their platform. So everybody with a Netflix account is going to have the opportunity to see it. It's a multi-million dollar deal, and I'm sure the reason why Mike Tyson took this fight at his ripe age of 50 is because it's going to be a good payday.
Because listen, I've heard what the people were saying. The people are saying that Mike Tyson, he's an old man now.
He's a big man.
He's not as shiny as he used to be once before.
Oh, you got Ailey up.
And Jake Paul as a new face and, you know, fierceness, he's going to overpower Mike Tyson.
I don't know what to expect because Mike Tyson might be older, but he's a natural fighter.
He's just about the experience here.
He's just a natural fighter, even though he's what, some 23 years younger, because Jake Paul is 27 years old.
Y'all ever hear the saying?
What?
New broom does sweep clean, but old broom no the carna.
I never heard that one before.
Yes, I heard that before, Mindy.
But you know what? I like it. But Mike Tyson's career that ended in 2005, he had a recent bout in 2020. And he's not turning 50. He's turning 58 in 3 weeks. Yeah, 58 years old. My gosh, that's even worse now. Jake Paul is looking even worse in my eyes. And Jake Paul recently fought his 10th professional bout, which was against Ryan Borland.
And I think he won.
He won that match, yeah. But come on, it's not like real boxing. It's exhibition boxing, in my opinion. Because a lot of these people, while they are competitors, some of them used to do MMA. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, it's a completely different sport. MMA is more about using your entire body as a weapon. Meanwhile, boxing is a lot more about movement and using your hands. So it's a different technique altogether. So one of the weird things about this entire situation is that nobody saw it coming. There was no like internet beef. There was no build up. It's just an announcement made that Jake Paul is going to be fighting Mike Tyson.
You know what I think? I think this is more for Mike Tyson's sake because it gives him a better image. Because I know in the past he had some very controversial things happening in his life. So I think this is like a positive flip for him. And people are saying that, Mike Tyson is broke and he really needs the money. And hopefully if he wins, it will be a good thing for him. But we don't know. We're just speculating right now.
Well, Mike Tyson is a legend. He was the youngest person to become heavyweight champion at the age of 20 years old back in 1986. And Tyson has a lot of records to his name as well. He was also the first heavyweight boxer to simultaneously hold the WBA, WBC, and IBF titles in 1987. But his reign as unified champion came to an end in 1990 when he was beaten by Buster Douglas in one of the biggest upsets in boxing history. Still talked about today. Yeah, he had a lot of controversies though. But this fight is expected to draw a lot of money, not just for Netflix, but Tyson and Jake Paul and themselves.
Yeah.
And as I said, it's not going to be one of the biggest fights of all time or anything, but it is going to have a lot of people looking and talking. We're going to head to another break and we'll be right back.
The time is now 6 hours 15. Coming to you with the compliments of Sally's Boutique, the new home of Clark's.
Guyana Times. For stories that impact you in print, online, and on your mobile device.
For last night's scores and tomorrow's weather. For the latest in business and what's current in culture.
We're who you can count on for news and information. And it's what we deliver every day.
To advertise with us, contact our marketing department on telephone numbers 231-0544 or 223-7230 or email us at marketing@guyanatimesgy.com for more information on affordable packages.
Guyana Times, the beacon of truth.
From March 27 to 29, 2024 at Lot 2 Plantations via East Coast Demerara, Yokohama Trading is bringing you the biggest auction sales on several vehicles, with prices starting from as low as $1.6 million, which includes Nissan Notes, Sylphy Titas, Suzuki Swift, BMW X1, Ford EcoSport, and much more. This sales event is for a limited time only, so count the days and own your car from Yokohama Trading today. For inquiries, contact 222-0646 or 503-4183. Those numbers again, 222-0646 or 503-4183. Yokohama Trading is always your best choice.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
It's history time on Breakfast with RGI. Okay. And to kick things off, on this day in history, 1990, Michael Jordan scores 69 points. Fourth time he scores 60 points in the game. Now, I'm not the biggest, brightest basketball fan there is on the planet. I've seen enthusiasts talk about, you know, basketball and how the game is played. And the best thing I know Michael Jordan for is the shoes.
The brand.
Is the brand itself. So, like...
Wait, did buy a man a pair?
Girl, let me tell you, I have that in mind. So, I mean,
also,
I really...
do have one.
Hey, stop minding your business.
But on this day, March 28, 1990, Michael Jordan poured in a career 69 points in the Bulls' 117-113 OT win over the Cavaliers.
Cleveland Cavaliers. That was an overtime win. The game went into overtime, and Jordan once again pulling up a clutch.
He did his thing. Like, he's undefeated. He's a legend. Regardless of what people has to say about Michael Jordan and how he's getting old and all, and, you know, all these other things, I feel that they're taken away from what he would have done way back, you know, in the earlys. He really did his thing. So it doesn't take much to get great Michael Jordan going. It can be a single word from an opposing player, a menacing look from a defender, or even a questionable call from the referees. On March 28, 1990, Jordan's Chicago Bulls were playing against the Cleveland Cavaliers, right?
Mm.
Yes. When he got hammered by the Cleveland's defense, his reaction to the fall was as expected. He went on to tear and end up scoring an incredible 69 points. And this just goes, like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. From that one moment of weakness, he gained all the strength he needed and he made history. So that's what we're talking about this.
Yeah. Big ups to Michael Jordan. He's still doing great things in the world of basketball. He has contributed a lot to some smaller groups and projects working to build the next generation of basketballers. So he is giving back some of his money. Also on this day, speaking about some history, in 2007, Sri Lankan cricketer Lasith Malinga. Who here knows Malinga?
Ooh,
put your hand up. Everybody knows Slinga Malinga for his hairstyle.
Yes.
Iconic.
Yes.
Well, right here at Providence. Right here at Providence in Guyana, he produced an unprecedented sequence of 4 wickets in 4 balls against South Africa. But eventually South Africa won that match by 1 wicket. Yeah.
Amazing. At first, I think I never liked him because when he played, I think he played against a lot of teams, and the way he spins his ball was so annoying.
Spin? Maybe not his spin, but his action, the underarm, like sling sideways.
Like, to me, I always thought he was wild.
Yeah, he was, I wouldn't say the pioneer because I'm sure there were people before him who bowled like that, but he took it to another level in terms of accuracy. Mm-hmm. For those who may not know the slinging action.
He is dramatic.
Me?
No, I said he is dramatic.
He's dramatic. I wouldn't say he's dramatic. He's passionate.
He's dramatic.
On this day, he produced something that nobody had seen before. Bowling his final spell of the game, he produced 4 wickets in 4 balls. The only such instance in international cricket at that time. And it's still the only time that it happened in ODI cricket. It was a Super 8 fixture of the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup in 2007, and it was a match between Sri Lanka and South Africa, which was held right here at the Ghana National Stadium, Providence. It was one of the more thrilling games of the tournament. At 206 for 5 in the 45th over, a well-said Jacques Kallis was at the crease, another legend, and South Africa were cruising to 210 runs, which was the target. Now, what followed was one of the most iconic performances in the history of World Cup. Malinga, bowling, dismisses Sean Pollock. The next ball, bowled, dismissed Andrew Hall. Next ball, got Jacques Kallis. And then the next ball, he got another wicket, which was of Entini. It was a toe-crushing yorker to get rid of Entini. And it was heroic for sure, but South Africa still managed to squeeze the remaining 4 runs out to get the victory.
Right. And that is why I vividly remember my brothers and, you know, father when we were watching cricket. And when we see that Malinga got a ball, it was like a fear because
he was so accurate.
No.
And because of his low action, it was so low that it made getting his deliveries away very difficult because the point of release didn't provide much bunks for you to lift the ball.
Yeah, poor thing tried his best, but he still didn't win that match.
Yeah.
We're moving on. And this day, it was 6 years ago, yes, in 2018, Captain Steve Smith and David Warner were suspended by Cricket Australia for 12 months, while Cameron Bancroft was suspended for 9 months for their part in infamous ball tampering scandal in South Africa. Oh. Shamar.
Yeah.
People who understand, right? You're gonna explain it to them. These people, listen, the scandal, right? The scandal that we've been hearing is about cheaters and liars.
Yeah, it was about cheaters and liars. This was a very high pressure match because South Africa were firmly in control. It was a part of a test series at home for South Africa. This was probably one of the biggest scandals in the history of cricket because it wasn't just anybody who was a part of organizing this cheat. It was Steve Smith, who at the time was hailed as probably the greatest test batsman in the world at the time, the best. David Warner, who was one of the best test players in the world.
Right.
And Cameron Bancroft, a young Australian player. And basically what happened is that Bancroft had gotten some sticky tape, had put some dirt on the bottom of it, and then used that to rub one side of the ball to get it to be rough. Now, people might not know, but if one side of the ball is rough and the other side is kept relatively shine, then you get what's called reverse swing, which is basically the ball just moving in the air.
So this was totally illegal.
It's illegal. It's illegal to tamper with the ball. Right. And there was a big, big controversy because of this.
And these are things they knew of,
they
right?
knew.
Okay.
They knew. It's everybody knows because people have been banned in the past for ball tampering. And it was a blatant attempt to cheat on the pitch. The thing that made it even crazier is because in this age of technology, there are cameras all over the field. You guys know. You see all the angles
and
videos. And they would try to do this in plain sight.
Well, it cost them a lot because Smith and Bancroft would not have been considered for leadership positions.
Smith and Warner,
for like a year after their bans. And then both Smith and Warner were also banned from competing in that year's IPL. And they would have lost their 1.3 million
contract. With Cricket Australia, I think, as well. Cricket Australia stepped hard on them, banned them for an entire year, and it sent the right message that cheating isn't going to be tolerated. You hate being a fan of the sport and seeing something like this happen, and I was a huge Steve Smith fan. Still am. I was really sad because this puts a dent in his career. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to look at him
the same way. Right. And also on this day in history, something I really want to talk about. 2019, actually, a study of a 71-year-old British woman who has never felt pain for the first time understood as due to gene mutation published in British Journal of Anesthesia.
Yeah.
So imagine living your entire life and not feeling any pain just to discover you have a mutation. I mean, it has to be a good thing and a bad thing, because one, I think for our human bodies, pain tells us that there's something wrong with our bodies, and the minute we feel pain, we go to the hospital and we get it checked out. But yeah, for somebody that doesn't feel pain at all, you would not know if there's something bad happening within your body. So yeah, it is a good thing, because not all the time, you know, I would like to feel pain, or you knock up yourself, or you cut your hand by accident. You don't want to feel pain all the time, but yeah, I think pain is an important stimulus that we have to help us, you know, navigate the world itself.
During the course of history, there have been many persons who have been unable to feel any pain at all.
Right.
And I think it's called congenital insensitivity to pain. It's something that is still fascinating. Well, it is said that it's caused by a genetic mutation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something I would want. Pain... While it might sound cool, pain mm-hmm. is an important part of the human experience. It lets you know that something mm-hmm. is wrong with
yes,
me
as I said.
And I need to get checked out. Can you imagine having internal bleeding or something?
And
like
you
fall
know.
And you have right. internal bleeding and you just get up and didn't know? That mm-hmm. is not good.
That's dangerous.
It's exactly. crazy because whenever you feel a little pain, even mm-hmm. if it's a slight mm-hmm. pain, mm-hmm. you'll be able to check it out.
Yeah,
exactly.
It is important.
Just imagine how it could deteriorate if you don't know anything about it. We're going to wrap up this segment and come back with more for you right here on the 895.
Love this place, you are in it. Radio Guyana Inca brings to you our local song segment.
This and every week from 11 hours started to 12 hours.
This is an incredible opportunity to increase your advertising presence in the local market for an affordable cost as thousands of listeners tune in for the latest happenings in the Guyana music industry.
Last night I've been out to this party.
For bookings and confirmations, please email marketing@guyanatimesgy.com. You can also give us a call on 223-7230-1, 231-0544, or 231-8064 for more information.
Need motor oil? Think Ultra Lubricants. Available nationwide. ISG time, 6 hours 30.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Alright, spicy. This is gonna be spicy.
Yeah.
I'm living with my girlfriend in a house together, and she wants me to go spend the night at my mom's so she can have a girl's slumber party at our house.
Oi.
Oi, what are you owing here? Here's the thing. Uh-huh. I can't stay in our bedroom happily. I have movies and video
you
games.
You just want to see the girlfriends, them coming.
No, I can get them into my point, but he says that I can stay in our bedroom happily. I have movies and video games to stay busy and have no problem staying in the room the whole time. When I told her this, she said she felt a way and said that she was hoping for some alone time with her friends without worrying about me being around. She expressed that it's not about me staying in our bedroom, but rather about having the space fully to enjoy the slumber party experience with her friends without feeling constrained. While I understand her perspective, something about this seems, you know, sus.
It's kind of
real
sus. It's kind of sus.
You want to get rid of me and bring in your friends?
Nothing is wrong with that. He's just being petty.
I don't know how
it
to
depends
feel.
On what type of person she is and if he
right.
trusts her. Because if he's had reason to believe that she isn't trustworthy, then vacating your residence to give her
exactly.
a space with God knows who, because you're not there, is going to be sketchy. It is very shady.
Right? And
I want to know, he is a man, right? Uh-huh. If he would want his girlfriend to be at home when he have in his
boy cave, man cave.
Yeah, you could just go in another room. We could play stuff, games, or whatever we doing elsewhere.
Listen, I don't want to take anything away from this girl because she seems nice and she
you don't
seems
even know her.
She seems as though she just want to have a little fun. But knowing how society is in this day and age, and how people are, and how people can change, because sometimes you think you know somebody until you know everything about them, right? So it's like, I don't know how to feel because it's so crazy, because why would you want to, you know, not have your boyfriend around when he can be in another room, you know, or somewhere
else? It's called
else.
Alone time.
Because, hiya. You see, it's best I don't say it at all. It's very controversial, so I wouldn't say it. It's very
That's
controversial.
It. I'm just telling you, it's alone time. You need to understand that.
I understand.
She needs the entire house for herself and the girls, the ladies. We ain't want no man around.
Yeah, I want your alone time. But there's this thing that my mother always say, when the cat's away, the mice
will
play.
Play.
Wait, what?
So it's a situation.
Oh, play that
right. I'm sketchy. I just feel sketchy about it.
It's very suspicious in my opinion as well, because I do understand having somebody in a house, even though they might not be in your presence, you'd still have that in the back of your mind that, hey, somebody's at home. You're not going to have that complete feeling of isolation, which is what she is looking for. But at the same time,
because if I was a guy,
I'm trying
right.
hard. It all depends on whether or not he trusts her, and it clearly shows that he doesn't trust that she is being genuine about just having the girls over.
Right.
Because if he believed that truly, then he would not have a problem going, and even if it's not staying by his mom, finding something else to do in the meantime.
Right, and he's probably thinking, oh, if I leave my girl by herself with a group of other females, or we don't know who's a group of friends, actually.
Yeah, she I'm says giving, it's girls.
Yeah, I'm giving, okay, in the guy's perspective, I'm giving my girl a chance to cheat freely. So it could be anything, right?
Remember, Randy's a unisex name, right?
So for me, here what I would have done if I was the guy. I would have given her the space and purposely forget something, like probably in the middle of it.
Wow.
And then go back. It's like,
BQ.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
I forgot something, and just go in and see, make sure everything is okay.
Nah, that's the wrong approach right there.
I'd have probably done Listen, something along
to be honest with
that.
You, even if I would have had some reservations, I don't want to stay there. I would go out.
You'd go.
I would go out and allow her to spend the time there, because what you don't want is to create a situation where she's not going to feel comfortable telling you that I want some alone time to have my friends over, and she's going to start going out with her friends
and then,
without your knowledge.
It's going to be more worse.
That's going to be worse. So you know what? I can take the risk. You can have a little slumber party with your friends. That's fine.
That's the thing, right? Sometimes people just need a little time alone. That doesn't mean that, okay, I'm getting tired of you, or I don't want you around so often. It's just that, you know, sometimes you want to have a girl talk. Sometimes you just want to have some clean fun with, you know, away from you. Like, I just want to be the me around my girls. You know, not the me that I am.
You know
when
what
I'm with
he's,
you.
He's probably afraid of? You know when girls get together as, you know, a group of friends and they talk about what's going on in their lives, and they probably talk their girlfriend, boyfriend name. Oh, he's this and he's that. Probably he's afraid that, you know.
But she could do that over the phone. She could do that outside of the home.
No.
She could do that anywhere else.
He's probably concerned that, you know, she'll probably air out his dirty laundry and, you know, probably struggles that they have or fight they would have had. Something along the lines like that. But
that's a weird thing to worry about, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Even if you have some reservations, I would say follow your gut. Follow your intuition. If you feel like she's trying to pull something here, then I wouldn't say tell her she can't have her friends here, because she gonna find other means to do what she gotta do elsewhere. So you need to find, I'm not gonna suggest anything, but you need to find a way to find out what's really going on if you really don't trust her that much.
Yeah, well said, well said.
Yeah, well said.
But I'm still on the guy's side. I think that she should be able to facilitate him, you know?
I think she's well within her rights to want that privacy, because I feel that way sometimes. Like, I don't want to be in another room away from people. I just want to be
time by yourself.
By myself. So I understand that perspective. I'm not going to say she's wrong. I'm not going to say he's wrong either for feeling the way he is. But this is one of the few situations where I don't see a wrong party here. I don't see anybody being right or anybody being wrong.
Okay.
It's just split in the middle for me.
I'm just sorry that, you know, he got to behave like that and feel that way too. Well, I understand how this woman feels right now, and I'm 100% sure if he's having his time with his guys, he wouldn't want his girl around, because he wouldn't want her to be around hearing the kind of conversations he's indulging in.
Not necessarily, you know,
well
but
said.
But I think a way to test how fair this is for him to, you know, organize a little. Do men have sleepovers? I don't think men have sleepovers.
No, I don't think they have sleepovers.
What do we call that?
Bar hopping.
Something cave or something.
They don't
man
sleep
cave.
Over, they just go
bar hopping. Nah, men drink.
They don't want the girl around.
Nah, men drink.
Games night.
Games night. Well, men have games night virtually, to my knowledge. Yeah. Well, I know people do get together. Friends do get together and they play video games together. Just not within my friends group in person. But he needs to find a way to test whether or not she'd be comfortable with something like this. And then we'd know on how much of equal ground they're both living on.
Definitely.
Because I know some people, if she were probably was to hear him say, you know, I want an entire night with the fellas. You know, I don't want you home. Go by your mother. you know, how would that make her feel? Because some people could give it, but they can't take it.
Exactly. That's true. I'll give you that.
How would you feel hearing that from your man, though, Vicky? Like,
I need
some space tonight. The fellas coming over, we're playing card.
Disrespectful.
We're playing card and you gotta find something to do.
I would just go somewhere, probably at a nice establishment, have a glass of wine, you know, and take myself home. And probably go by my mother. And,
I swear you just said probably go by my mom.
I said mother.
Go by my mother.
Mother.
Alright, Bindi, would you feel away?
Obviously.
Exactly.
What's with y'all, man? What's with y'all?
It's the approach.
It is the approach. So what would be the best way to approach a woman to ask her for some privacy? Like, you just don't be around me tonight.
Ooh.
Don't say it like that.
I don't know.
It's easy. It's easy. Sweetheart, hear what? I'm going to book a ticket for you to go to your favorite destination with your girls.
Barbados?
All right. With your girls, I'm going to... Yeah. It's going to be an, you know, all expense trip,
All inclusive, right?
All in, you know, they everything, and Listen, I paying for everything. You, your mother, your mother's sister to them.
Everybody
that you love to be right. around. All your best friends and
this is my pocket.
All your
that's
favorite lot, girls. And you go. I can just stay home and sleep.
You know, we said money don't come from, pennies don't fall from heaven.
I can just stay home and sleep, right?
Doesn't apply to him.
Doesn't apply
that's
to him.
That's the easiest way. You just right. tell shit you and stay home and sleep. So when she got, you get to it.
Yeah, I think that's one good approach. And she could have probably put that into effect in this case as well. Probably make some plans for him, something that right. she know he would enjoy, but have a discussion with him prior to that, not just send him to his mother.
Men are easy to deal with, right? The only reason he wants to stay home, he want eye up the girls, them, the girl, the
wow.
girl, girls, them.
We gonna close off on that and head to another break. We coming back with more.
It's a King
best bet. Did you know that you have a chance to win up to 50 million with sport betting? Simply place your bets at www.superbet.gy for your chance to be the next lucky millionaire. Must be 18 years and older. Terms and conditions apply. Play responsibly.
Would you be missing the party this weekend because of that nagging cold and cough? Boost your body's immunity now by taking Feral Compound, a combination of vitamins and minerals to fight off coughs and cold so you can be the life of the party again. Don't be restricted by those nagging coughs and cold. Take Feral today and enjoy the little joys of life. Feral Compound is for adults and children 14 years and older, distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
News should always be reliable, experienced, current, and accurate. That is why iNews gives it to you straight, giving you the facts, especially when they're breaking.
Take your marketing to another level and advertise with iNews. With over 200,000 followers, the possibilities are endless. To advertise on iNews, call 231-0544 or 223-7230.
iNews Guyana, bringing you news you can trust.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we're back with you on the 895. And this holiday is upon us. It's Good Friday.
Yeah.
And we want to recommend a few movies you can sit down and watch with the family, a few Christian movies. So we got 25 inspiring Christian movies on Netflix that will lift your spirits.
Yep. And what I should mention is that some of these movies might not be available for your Guyanese version of Netflix because there are certain restrictions for certain movies in different places. So what we could do is, you know, find out how to use a VPN or get one of your young nieces or nephews or sons, daughters, and let them help you to find a way to bypass that block. But growing up, I remember on Good Friday in Linden on TV, the network, the native network for Linden would show some Christian movies. I think one of the best ones that they would show every year was Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Christ.
I think
that Mel Gibson had directed.
There's this animated movie, I think Moses and his brothers or something like that.
I never
saw
that one.
It was a really good movie. I only enjoyed the animations. I thought the serious movies were a bit boring because obviously I was young and I really didn't understand.
Probably just boring for you.
Yeah.
Bindi, you ever saw Passion of the Christ since we're talking about Christian movies? You ever saw it?
I probably did because these are kind of the type of movies that would be showing all the
seasonal movies
coming on to, just like we would have
Christmas movies
for Easter. From, I guess, the beginning of Lent, you would see various TV channels would have these movies showing.
Well, hey, we're getting into the list, but if you didn't see this one, then you should probably check it out. I highly recommend you check that one out. All right, first up on the list, we got Voices of Fire. This is available on Netflix. And musician Pharrell's uncle, Bishop Ezekiel Williams, attempts to build one of the best gospel choirs in Virginia Beach community. Filled with heart and incredible talent, this film is an inspiring journey. It's a great one for you to check out.
How about this one here, The Resurrection of Gavin Stone?
The Resurrection of Gavin Stone. Never heard of that one before.
This one probably looks like something that, you know, would not... I don't want to use the word excite, but... You would get people like Abiki to sit and watch and don't complain,
A former
child star takes on the role of Jesus in the Christmas pageant of the church he's assigned to for community service, and his newfound relationships will challenge his outlook on life and what it looks like to move forward.
And look who is starring in this movie as well. Mr. Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. All wrestling fans would know who that is. He's in this movie, so you should probably check it out. The Resurrection of Gavin Stone.
Definitely. Another interesting movie we have on the list, it's A Week Away, and it's actually a musical. I am no fan of musicals because I think it takes away from the movie.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So you don't like Bollywood movies?
I don't like musicals at all. Okay, but this is just my opinion. But if you're interested in that genre, a young teen must decide between going to the detention center or a Christian summer camp after getting into trouble. Opening his heart to relationships and deep truths, he connects with a bigger story than his own in his teen musical drama. So I think this would be more targeted to younger generations because it helps you to find your way to Christ.
Yeah, there's one here that cricket fans might love. Journey to Grace, the Hansi Kranji story. And many of you would know his story. I'm not going to get too much into it, but he got into some trouble. I think he was banned from cricket for a while for what I believe was match fixing. And this story is a true story of a journey of redemption and second chances for a disgraced South African cricket player. Available on Netflix. Gotta check that one out.
Well, speaking of check that one out, you got to probably check this one out. Good Sam. Talking about Good Samaritan, where a reporter investigates a Good Samaritan who's leaving bags of money for people all around New York.
What? I want to be like him.
We have this here in Guyana right now. Yeah. Mickey, have you found any $1,000 bills recently?
I found $100 the other day.
I was there. We're not going to talk about this.
Yeah, I think she's going to fall in love.
She should. I see no way out of this. She should. But another one
I found money before and I returned it to the person right here.
Oh, right, well, that is good. Well, there wasn't anybody to return it to, so Anyways, another one we got on the list, it's Walk, Ride, Rodeo. So
Walk, Ride, Rodeo.
I saw that one. Yeah. That one is really, really good.
Exactly.
Yeah, she broke her leg in the movie or fractured it or something. But it was really good.
You're correct. So an up-and-coming rodeo star's plan for success are thwarted after she paralyzed from a car accident. But with the help of her mother, she soon rides again. It's all about perseverance for me.
Next up on the list, we got another movie that's very interesting, A Week Away.
Oh.
A Week Away. It's a musical, so Vicky probably wouldn't enjoy this too much. But a young teen must decide between going to a detention center or a Christian summer camp after getting into trouble. Opening his heart to relationships and deep truths, he connects with a bigger story than his own in this teen musical drama.
Yeah, I think I touched on that.
You touched that one?
I did.
That was the one you touched on?
Yes. Okay. So I don't like musicals, but we got The Rock.
Oh, well, we got Greater as well, yes. Which is Brandon's biggest dream in life is to be a football player for a university.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to see whether or not he got through with this one. It's a sport lovers movie. So if you love American football, especially, you're going to want to check this one out.
Definitely. And yes, as I was saying, on the list we got Rock My Heart. And yet again, it's about horses. So a girl with a heart, with a heart defect, and a horse that can't be tamed, connect and train for the race of a lifetime. This is a classic.
Mm.
Because she got problems with her heart, the horse, you know, it's untamed. So yeah, it goes well together. No doubts in that.
I love movies with horse. That's my
horse or hearse? Horse or hearse?
What's the difference? It's just pronunciation.
A horse or a hearse?
Horse, Shamar.
A hearse. A horse.
Horse. This is probably one that the more traditional folks, am I even making sense? The folks who would prefer a traditional movie, Jesus Revolution. Right, the new release is inspired by a true story and it follows teenagers in a hippie community, Southern California, as they experience a spiritual awakening. So yes, this is definitely the one for the season.
It is. And I got this other amazing movie and the title reminds me of a very well-known Christian song, I Can Only Imagine. So this true story of a boy's turbulent childhood and abusive father resulted in the created of Worship Bad Mercy hit me song, I Can Only Imagine. Yes. I can't remember what this actor name is. He's very well known. I forget though, but he does a lot of good stuff. So I urge you guys to check out the movie. I'm sure you're going to like it.
Yeah, and it's produced by Lionsgate. Mm-hmm. Next up on the list is one that actually won an award at the Sundance Film Festival in 2023, I think it was. It's Come Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, and this one is based on a renowned fundamentalist preacher, Carlton Pearson, who, having saved many others throughout the years, experiences a personal crisis of faith. Yeah.
Right. And we got Blue Miracle. In a last-ditch effort to save his orphanage, a man enters a fishing competition with the fisherman and the children. Whilst it doesn't give much context about the movie, I'm eager to watch it because I know the ocean reference and how it goes. So I think it might be a bit interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
There's one here inspired by a book called God's Waiting Room. It's called The Wait, and it follows several couples struggling to start their families. Interesting. Looks like this is going to be one of those kind of medical faith movies. Person's probably praying for something, maybe getting a child, and looks interesting to me.
Well, this one seems interesting to me. The Dream Seller, after attempting suicide, the psychologist befriends a stranger who turns out to be just the presence he needed in his life.
Wow. Sounds really nice.
Yeah.
And we got All Together Now. A teenage girl hides the fact that she's homeless from her friends, but tragedy forces her to consider leaning on her friends. Indeed, because I know there's a lot of time where we feel we can do everything on our own, but we just need people there to support and help us.
Yeah,
so,
no man is an island. Most people need somebody. Here's one that's kind of different from all the others we touched on. This one is Forgiven. It's a hostage situation unfolds inside of a church, and a pastor's daughter tries to keep the assailant out of harm's way as he plans his escape. Imagine that. That's like Stockholm syndrome. Mm-hmm. She's taking a liking to the captors and actually looking out for them.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's interesting. We'll probably take a look at Our Lady of San Juan, Four Centuries of Miracles. And with that, we'll wrap up this segment and come back with
Fact or Fiction. Chicken lovers, craving for the biggest and juiciest chicken sandwich in Guyana? Come to Royal Castle and grab a Castle Box. Get a majestic chicken sandwich, a one-piece chicken thigh, one side, and a refreshing Coca-Cola drink. It's a bellyful meal, flavored down to the bone. Royal Castle time, 6 hours 55.
Bothered by mosquitoes, ticks, sandflies, fleas, and other biting insects? Simply shoo them away. Shoo is a clear, liquid insect repellent with a pleasant fragrance and a potent active ingredient that's effective against mosquitoes and all other biting insects. No need for toxic sprays and frustrating swatters. Rub on or spray Shoo insect repellent and enjoy instant relief and protect yourself against the dengue fever. Distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Welcome back to Breakfast with RGI. It's our final segment, Fact or Fiction. Now, let's get it. So, the human skull consists of only one bone.
That's
fact or fiction?
That's fictional.
It is fictional. So, the human skull is composed of multiple bones that are fused together to form two main parts. These are the cranium, which encloses the brain, and the facial skeleton. Next, gummy candies were originally marketed as a medicinal product.
Why not? That's a fact.
See, that is a fact as well.
It is a fact. So, gummy candies were initially marketed as a medicinal product, specifically as a remedy for sore throats and respiratory ailments due to the soothing properties of gelatin.
I could never, ever buy myself the gummy vitamins because
really? I eat it like candy.
Yes.
Eat it out right away.
All right.
Yeah, I terminated the entire two bottles.
You were crazy,
in like
Shamar.
In like a week.
And how you felt afterwards? Good?
I don't know. I honestly can't remember.
All right. So palm trees produce coconuts.
palm trees produce coconuts.
Yes, that's a fact.
That's fictional.
It is a fact. So some palm species, such as the coconut palm, produce coconuts, which are large seeds surrounded by fibrous husk. And this is what they call the Cocos nucifera.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wanted to say fictional because it seemed
out of the ordinary.
It seemed obvious that they do. I wanted to go against it, but you know, we got some good ones this morning. Interestingly, many items that we use now for different purposes started out with other effects. Mm-hmm, I think that's something that happens a lot in the world of medicine, and this is referring to the gummy candies being used for sore throats and other illnesses. Many things in the pharmaceutical industry, they give them to persons while testing and realize, well, hang on, this doesn't do what we want it to do, but it does do something else. And there are a couple like that I'm not going to mention on the air. Well, thank you so much for joining us, guys. Hopefully you're going to have a great Thursday. Remember, tomorrow is Good Friday, and we'll be right here to keep you company. Stay safe and take care. Bye-bye.
Radio Guyana, streaming live on RGI89FM.com. More music, more memories.